And this is a somewhat lengthy chapter in the Bible. I'm not going to read a whole lot of it to you. But I do want to look here toward the middle of Luke chapter 10 and read to you an interaction that Jesus had with his disciples. You know, we're thinking this week, as I mentioned a few moments ago, thinking on the subject of Thanksgiving, right? That is what this is about. And I believe that on a holiday such as this, on a week such as this, I tell you, I'd be ashamed of myself not to have something to say about thanking the Lord for His blessings in our life. And so we're going to look on that subject this morning here in Luke chapter 10, beginning down in verse number 17, if you'll look there with me. And the Bible says in verse 17, "And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through Thy name. And He said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding, in this rejoice not, that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice, because your names are written in heaven. In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes, even so. Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered to me of my Father, and no man knoweth who the Son is but the Father, and who the Father is but the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal him. And he turned him unto his disciples, and said privately, Blessed are the eyes which see the things that ye see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see those things which ye see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear, and have not heard them. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I pray now, Lord, that you might fill me with your Holy Spirit. Lord, I can't preach this message if you don't guide me, if you don't use these lips of clay to speak forth your praise. And Lord, I just pray now, Father, that you'd help me to get out of the way. I pray that my thoughts and my opinions would not be what is preached this morning, but Lord, I pray you'd help me to say all that you would have me to say. Lord, bless now, use this precious book to speak to our hearts. May the Holy Spirit work in our midst and draw us unto you. And may we go out of this place rejoicing and thanking you for all that you do in our midst. For it's in Jesus' name we pray, and for His sake, amen. And amen. As I prayed this week over what the Lord would have me to preach, I did a lot of thinking on the subject of thanks and thanksgiving. And the thought came to my mind that really had never occurred to me before. And that